Tyler, the Creator.
I don't know what the song is. All I know is the "Mama, I'm chasing a ghost."
That one?
When? Tell us when. Oh.
Welcome to the Cunning Buffoons Podcast. My name's Dylan.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Lucy.
I love how our producer was like, "Hey."
So how much of them me singing did they hear?
They heard a lot of the "Mama, I'm chasing a ghost."
Y'all want to hear it again?
Really high.
"Mama, I'm chasing a ghost."
What?
That's the only part I know.
In the heck is that crap?
It's Tyler, the Creator. I have no idea what the song
Who
is.
Who the heck is Tyler, the Creator?
He creates
funny dude,
music.
But I don't listen to his songs.
Yeah, he's like, he's a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Yeah.
So that's this week's topic, creating rap.
I could do it.
Trying to make sure that it ain't crap.
Dylan, you want to beatbox real quick? No. You're going to freestyle, okay?
I got to freestyle.
I got you, bro.
This is about to be so bad.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Robert Bank here, because I'm white. I don't know, but here we go. Two times, three times. Gucci Gang, yo. Superman, Batman.
Your uncle is ashamed of you right now.
Yeah, he probably is.
Who's his uncle?
Which one?
Yeah.
All of them.
Well, yeah, probably.
Hey, I did show one to my uncle. I did show our podcast to him, Justin. That was for you.
You're fired.
That's not the one I was talking about being ashamed of you, but okay. You're your mama's boy, the adopted boy.
Huh?
Casey?
Yeah.
That's not his uncle.
That's like my nephew. Not my
That's your nephew?
That's like my brother.
That's your brother. Okay, I guess, yeah. Yeah, I'm completely wrong on that family tree. I'm my own second cousin, so
bro,
I can't say nothing.
Can you stop?
What is your deal,
I have to be able to turn my mic. It's like way over there.
No. Why would we want to start over? Because it's a disaster?
It's not a disaster.
Look,
unless
they love us like this.
Not a disaster unless you assume it's a disaster.
Listen, I was told.
Which then it becomes a disaster. So assume it's not a disaster.
I was told to stop putting stupid people on the internet. And I absolutely refuse to do what I'm told.
We're pretty stupid.
No, I'm like, I have a PhD in stupology.
I have never heard it referred to as stupology. What? Explain, like, if you're going to do a stupology class, you're going to be the professor. What is my curriculum for stupology going to be?
What is your curriculum going to be?
Do you know what a curriculum is?
Like what I give you or like a book? A curriculum is like the stuff you're going to be studying throughout the year.
I'm glad he knows because I do.
You're an idiot. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go to college.
We're just going to watch stupid stuff.
Like fail blogs?
Yeah, like brain rot.
No, you should watch the fail army versus the people are awesome.
Like, you know the people.
That way you can be like, that guy's not you. This guy is you.
The people who get paid to lose races, they have a degree in stupology. Yeah, or they have their car on Facebook Marketplace that are like, pay me to cook me in your Honda Civic. I have a Corvette. Just pay me and I'll lose. You've never seen that? People post like a picture of their Corvette and they'll be like, pay me to lose so you look cool in front of your girl.
Yeah, but I can tell you from experience, your girl's not going to be like...
Yeah, she's not going to care.
Very few girls would be like, oh, yeah. And more than likely, if you got the girl that is like, oh, yeah, you're not trying to impress her anyways because she's going to be down to earth and chill.
Yeah.
But most of them are going to be like, why are you going so fast? Or they're going to look you dead in the eyes after you scream through a backfield at 120 going through the mud and freshly dozered land. They're going to go, never take me with you again. And you're not going to take them with you again. They're going to be happy.
You seem to awfully look over there. I feel like that's an experience you've had.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That truck was screaming. She was grabbing a bar and making all types of,
What
were you like, 17, 18?
I think I was very, very pregnant at the time.
You were not pregnant.
I'm pretty sure I
was. Okay, you spent a lot of time pregnant, but you might have been pregnant. Hang on, when was that? Yeah, she might have been pregnant. She was pregnant a lot.
So the fastest way to get a degree in stupology is have a stupid dad.
I mean, then you're probably exactly. Like, you were born, you hit the ground with a PhD.
Exactly. That's like,
because the doctor went to pull you out and I slapped him away.
I think I would too.
I don't know. Your dad learned how to keep traditions going.
That's true. Never mind.
Like, he was on it with the traditions.
He was on it.
Like, his dad left, he had to leave. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, but see, that's why my dad stayed.
Because his dad left. Or no, because they split up a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Initially, like, he you know, when I was younger, he's like, even when they had, because before Mama died, they had a decent relationship going. But, like, when they were younger, he was like, you know, I've always said, like, I would never have my children be raised in a divorce home.
His dad was like, nah, they don't need a dad anyway.
And then Mama was like, up, yeet. And then, like, got hit by a car and died.
Oh, you're talking about your dad?
Yeah.
No, his dad was just like, I'm going to keep the tradition going. Let's see how long we can keep this going.
See how long this baby can last.
Hopefully.
I mean, you just turned 21, so. I mean.
He still doesn't have a girl, though. So.
It's weird that I've been married longer than you've been alive.
Same amount.
No. I've been married for 22 years.
1 year?
1 year, yeah.
Technically, yeah, Dylan would have been. No, technically, he would have been born.
My marriage is older than you.
Oh, whatever, huh?
Yeah.
When were you born, Dylan?
2004.
Okay. Yeah, I got married in 2003. Yeah.
Not because it takes a... You come out, then you're just 1 month, and then it takes... Even though you're... This is what doesn't make sense. You've been cooking for 9 months, so technically you're 9 months old. But why when you come out, you're 1 month old?
No, you're not a month old.
Yeah, people... That's when you come out, you're a month young.
Okay, when you come out,
you should not be zero. You should be one. Or 9 months old.
No, when you come out, you're just a freaking baby.
Yeah.
People are like, how old is it? I'm like, somewhere in between 0 and 5. I don't know. And like, the older I get, like, I'm not like somewhere in between 0 and 38.
I'm not trying to be like, my kid's 37 weeks old. I don't.
That drives me nuts. What?
Today my kid is turning 3 months old. Or 46 months old, it's like, just say how old they are. I don't care.
Your kid's 240 months old. You mean they're 20? But yeah, I can understand. And like, there's a lot of like the mothers. I understand the mothers that keep up with all the stuff and they're all like crazy about it. And like, the fathers that can keep up with like all their children's clothes and like what size, like I commend them for that because that is just not my expertise.
I could do that, but I'm just gonna be like, I'll do the chores, dishes. I like doing the dishes, cooking. I can do that.
Yeah. The problem, if you know how to clean a house, cleaning a house is not hard.
It just takes work. Like the dishes is like one of those things when you get told to do it, you just don't want to do it.
Well, it's human nature.
Or even like you just like building up the effort to go do the dishes. Then you start doing the dishes. You got your music going. It really isn't that big of a deal. But like just getting up and going to do it is just like.
It's getting the engine started. Like you sit out there and you just yank the cord for 40 minutes and you're pissed off. And then it takes you 5 minutes to mow the yard. And you're like, dadgummit. But no, I don't mind doing the dishes. Since we raised our counters, and I think I should actually have raised them a little more. Like, our counters are not normal height. Yeah. Like, we made them, what, 4-5 inches taller? Yeah, I think we went, like, 5 inches taller than normal
height. Could always just measure those.
Dude, why would I want to get a tape measure, measure the old counters, go all the way in the house, measure the new counters, when I could just make a weird guesstimate, because no one listening to this is going to be like, I need pictures. And if anybody comments and says, I need pictures, I'll take pictures of me measuring both cabinets. But until then, no.
I want to see those comments.
We don't get comments.
We do, but they tell us to quit doing stuff. So, you know.
No. Now I can get over it.
Haters going to hate.
Not really.
Period.
They're gonna hate periods? I mean, a lot of people hate periods. Yeah.
I have nothing against them, personally.
I do.
They don't bother me.
They ruin a week out of every month.
Nah, women are like that 4 weeks out of every month.
What? They're not bleeding 4 weeks out of every month.
No, they're just uppity 4 weeks out every month.
Yeah, that's women. My mom. That's why we had the whole episode on why they don't need rights.
It wasn't a whole episode.
It tried to be.
It was like 30 seconds.
Then that uppity woman with us took over the whole episode.
Yeah, I know. She would not let me talk, bro. I was like, I feel like Dylan just...
looking around.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had no chance to get any words in.
You can tell a lot about a person's childhood by how they react while other people are sitting around talking. Like, if they engage in talking, they were, like, usually interacted with and, like, brought into the conversations and talk.
But when they just sit there and listen, their parents hated them and just talked for 3 hours when you wanted to go home.
What does that mean for me?
Well, like,
I don't think it's that Mary hated you. Mary loves you.
I'm talking about
I think
you.
It's she was just really busy telling you to shut up because you were too busy talking.
I'm talking about you.
What about me?
The wanted to just go home as he talks for 45 minutes.
Hey, now.
But we have to sit in the car. We can't get out.
What?
You're mean.
Go stand against the wall.
Yeah, do it, Malika. I want you to face that dog the entire time. That,
too old for all that? Next look, bonus okay, episode. Okay, look. Malika standing against the wall for an hour.
When Kiri starts getting treated like that, again, I'll gladly. But until Kiri gets a whooping, man.
Can't wait
for
you to just like
parents out there. Parents out there, beat your kids. Like, not like alcoholic beat, but like sometimes.
All right, now do we need to make a scale?
You need
to. Can we play? We need to get the.
We need to do a tier list of beating your kids.
We need to get the Shopify going again where I can do a store because we need a tier list level of beating your kids. T-shirt.
If you
what's appropriate, what's not appropriate? What's zero?
If you're one drink in, and you're already getting that feeling, you're an alcoholic beater. That's how you got to know. If you get
you down a shot and you're like, I really punch me a kid.
Exactly.
Now Batman level.
But I've known some adults that were like they didn't need a shot to want to punch a kid.
I'm that adult. That's literally Tess.
But no, why does she work at a daycare?
Yeah, I have no clue.
But she loves kids. It's their parents she doesn't like.
If there's sometimes I saw one time or the other day actually, this guy they're walking through the store, their kids just stops and starts unfit. Hey, do we need to go to the car? I would have been picked up by one arm right there, hit, and would have been kept walking. There would have been no. Hey, do we need to go sit in the car? Yeah, no chance. And I'm not babying my kids like that.
We're driving around one time, and I think we were at Walmart. But we got back in the car, and you were like, man, I'd have acted like it. You'd have wolfed my tail. You were like five. You at 5 years old, you could look at other kids and see their behavior and understand, hey, that's not how you're supposed to act. And then I whipped one of you one time in another Walmart, daggum Walmart. Can't remember which one it was. Might have been Angel. But I whipped her, and I looked over, and I could see this dude fixing to say something. Like, just, you know. And I just looked at him. I said, one word, and you're next. And he just shut up and walked away. It's like, hey, you know, I wasn't abusive. I didn't, like, beat you with metal pipes
you
aren't or
like,
anything.
You aren't like hit abusive. You could be kind of verbal abusive sometimes.
Well, you needed it. Y'all got some thick skin. All up your feathers. You little douche.
Yeah, we all have thick skin except for the youngest.
Kiri's got thick skin. Listen, y'all all sit around and are like, you know what? We're going to have a roast Kiri session. Y'all, my children's two favorite things to do are roast their youngest sibling and then sit around with mama and roast their father, who is me.
Why not? I don't really roast.
Y'all. Hey, there's some families out there that, like, the children aren't the daddies.
What?
I know a lot of families that the guy who raised the kids that they consider their dad and, like, for all intents and purposes is their father is not their biological father.
No, so like my dad.
Yeah, like you know, Aaron has done like he's a good dude to you. Mm-hmm. You know, you great consider dude. Him a father.
Yeah, let me take his last name.
Right. So, like, you are his kid.
Yeah.
But, like, if it was, you know, if we're going to look at genetics and be like, okay, what's in your family history? If Aaron's whole line is riddled with cancer, it really doesn't mean that much to you, you know, genetically. But as far as, like, relationships-wise, relationships are more important. But, like, just had to clarify that. Like, you know, yeah, my kids like to roast me. Me. Because, like, if they sit around and roasted their daddy, who was, like, some dadbeat who left,
yeah,
and they were like, yeah, we're going to roast our biological father. Yeah, go right ahead. Just because I'm a turd, I'm still here.
So you're not our father? What?
No, I am your father. Oh. The whole moral of the story was they're roasting their actual father who's still here. I didn't even leave.
Good job.
It wasn't hard. Their mama's great.
Better than my dad.
Listen, you better be good to Leroy over there.
Listen, if you can look up your dad's name without seeing the sex offender list, you've got a decent dad.
Not always. Maybe he just hadn't been caught yet.
You're not making yourself look any better.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't talking about me. I was talking about my dad. Great dude, but I still worry about that goat.
Okay. Well, different subject.
Yeah. So.
Hey.
Outdoors.
Can you see Lucy in the shot?
Stop.
So she's in the shot real good. Let me know, like, speak into the microphone and be like, make like some weird gaspy noise if she like moves.
Should we put Chester and stuff on the table just for Don?
We could put Chester's brother on the table. Chester stays in the bedroom.
Well, the two up there.
Yeah, we can put them on the table.
Surprisingly, those don't really scare me that much.
The clown dolls don't scare you?
Which one?
I'm not afraid of clowns. That one?
I'm not afraid of clowns. I'm not afraid of clowns either, but
it's not like it's like.
Well, why do you not like Lucy?
Trauma.
Where did your fear?
Yeah, this is what we need to do. We need to delve into the backstory of why Dylan is terrified of dolls.
Why Dylan's a baby?
Let's hear it.
I haven't told you.
Because we know why Tasia's terrified of dolls. Because her daddy was like, here, come watch this movie. It's about a doll. She's like four, and it was Chucky.
I did that too, but my dad gave me beer, and it was the most scariest movie I've ever watched.
Also, he got you drunk and then let you watch. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. Take this blue pill. Let's go watch.
That's only one. The second time, my mom chased me around with an actual doll, and that terrified the crap out of me.
So you're a baby?
Yeah. I was like four or five.
But if you see your mom holding the doll, how's the doll scary?
No, so it wasn't really, it was like a more of a puppet.
Like on the scale, of like fear, like a tier list, right? Your mom is S rank.
Yes, my mom would be S rank.
A doll's like B tier.
Wait, is it SAB or is it
SAB? SAB. It's alpha. Doll would be A. No. Dolls maybe C for me. But
no,
your mom?
For me, it would be my mom S and doll also beside it.
Exactly. But you,
so were you scared of the doll or your mom?
Exactly.
The doll. I'm still scared of my mom.
Are you sure you were scared of the doll or were you like, oh no, she's found a unique belt?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
No, she didn't beat me with, she chased me through the house.
Because like I'm terrified of the dark and like, yeah, my father and sister like scared the piss out of me all the time when they had a chance.
Oh no, everybody, so, like, no, my mom did it. My uncle did it a few times, if I'm correct.
Another note to parents.
Don't traumatize your kids.
No, it's kids should be toughened up. Kids should be exposed to a certain level of fear and anxiety and learn how to, like, process that stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's another level of it, like, start adding hours of therapy to your thought process before you do something to your kids. How many nights am I going to have to set up for an hour or two talking them through some emotional craziness that I could avoid by not doing said trauma? Or do they need said trauma to grow a little bit? So, like, you should weigh that into how you do things.
She didn't think about that. She thought I was joking, but I was genuinely scared of it.
Oh, so she was one of those mamas like, your arm ain't broken, boy. Come here. Oh, you got three elbows. Go.
That's exactly how
okay.
she was.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. See, my mama was an RN nurse. So, like, she'd be like, yeah, you're hurt. But, no, we ain't going to no hospital. Come here. And, like, she'd do it herself. But, you know.
No, well, you've never been to my grandparents, I don't think. But you've been to grand-granddaddy's.
We've all been there.
What?
We all have?
You tell me I ain't been to grand-grand's.
I don't
What's wrong
remember.
With you?
Okay, so y'all know where the bathroom is, right?
I do.
I don't have the house memorized.
Okay, well, never
it's
mind.
Like the worst.
I went to the White House once, okay? I went there once. I couldn't tell you where the visitor center is, all right? Just saying.
Fair enough. I couldn't tell you anything about it. I've never been.
Okay, we're on the same level. Yeah. Right. There was a crazy
I do
lady
know where that bathroom is. Y'all need to work on that lock, man.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Did you get walked
worked.
In on?
It just doesn't work, does it?
Okay.
No, it works. It's just weird.
I've trusted you when I go in that bathroom.
But you do know where that bathroom is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it above like an Indian burial ground or something?
No, it's like it's
okay,
like,
completely
it's
different
like, look,
story.
It's a living room, living room, kitchen, hallway, bathroom's first door on the right.
Describe it.
Okay, hang on.
Describe first, it. Describe your hand movements: left, right, left, up, down, right. Left.
Okay, so from the living room.
Uh huh.
You walk through a door.
Keep going. I'm listening. Don't get distracted,
just
Dylan.
Just making sure.
ADD.
I don't have ADD. I don't know what that means. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. So you got the living room, and then you got a doorway. Doorway will lead to the kitchen or a hallway. The hallway. Well,
kitchen garage.
Kitchen garage, sure. And the pantry area. And then if you go all the way down the hallway, there is a room I used to sleep in. The stupid puppet doll thing was Charlie. Remember how it looked? Remember the name to this day. Anyway, used to always stay up in the closet. So, you know, I was one of those kids that would, like, try to go to sleep and look at the closet, make sure it doesn't close the closet,
you
try to barricade it.
The room on the right? Or left? Because the right is grand and granddaddy's room, right?
No, I stayed in the back room for a while.
The very back to the left, right?
Yeah, where Sissy's room is now.
Yeah, and then there's that first room, the twins.
Yes.
And then the back to the right.
Okay, so like opposite end of the CB room, right?
Yes.
Okay, so like going down the left hallway.
Completely opposite. All right. And all the way down there was, you know, my old bedroom. That was like a while back. My uncle liked to put his stuff in there. This was his doll. And if he watches this, you're mean men. But, my mom didn't believe me, like, at all, that I was scared of it. She didn't believe me on a lot of things that I saw.
I think
ghosts.
She believed you. She's just like, we're going to scare the scare out of him.
This could be it, but no, she didn't.
It's immersion therapy. You know what? If I hold you underwater long enough, you'll learn to breathe.
That's literally Miss Mary's tactics. I got sick at her house. You're going to sweat it out.
Hey, that's what you got to do. You got to sweat it out.
That's what I've
done.
It
worked. I was better the next day.
Okay. You've never seen Lori's house in a Rover.
I don't even know what Rover is. Like
okay.
A Range Rover?
No. That's Red Rover, not Range Rover.
Like a Clover?
No, Rover.
Oh.
It's right over yonder, okay?
Red Rom.
It's in between here and there. But anyways, that little tiny place we drive by if we go to Nashville headed past Unionville. That little triangle area where it slows down to 45 for a minute once you get past Souls and all that. That's Rover, right? But Lori had a house there.
Okay, Malachi. You go straight past the church, right? Oh, my church, right? You know how did we go to Murfreesboro?
Yeah.
And there's like
you're talking about that area?
Yeah. Close to it. He's got the ballpark.
Wait.
But anyways, Lori had a house out there.
We'll talk about it later.
And the room you walked in was like a little parlor, like it's an old house. So it had like a little parlor room, you know. And so they had their computer in there, and they had a really comfortable couch in there and everything. But it had probably, I would say, 200, 300 dolls, the porcelain glass face dolls. But there were so many in there that they weren't displayed. They were just like stacked everywhere. They were laying on top of dressers. Like it didn't matter where you looked in this room, there was a doll looking at you.
Dylan would love that room.
But there was no lights in this room, right? So you come in from school, you kick your shoes off, you kick back on that couch, and you fall asleep every day. First thing you do is like, boom, I'm out. No matter how you wake up and where you looked, there was a freaking doll staring at you. I hated that room. But yet it was the most comfortable room. It was like always 67 degrees. No light because it didn't have a light in it. Like it just, the trees outside shaded it, so it was always like kind of dim in there, kind of like the Sunday school room when the, you know, the lights are out and the, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else see the irony in the fact that now he collects dolls?
Okay, that was by accident. I will go to the ends of the earth for a good joke.
But didn't, who got you Lucy? Thinking of Madden?
Yeah.
You're weird.
And then the neighbor kid got me the other one that doesn't have a name.
Yeah, we found that. We were digging through his freaking granddad's like sheds. We found a crack pipe in the fire pile. But his uncle lives there, so we weren't very like worried about it. But we were digging through crap, and then we found that doll, and he was like, I'm gonna ask Paul if I can give this to your dad. My yoga. He's like, can I have this, Paul? Yeah, sure.
I don't care.
I enjoy that doll.
He's up there.
It all started because we found them, me and my second daughter found them while we were on a trip to see my brother in a pawn shop. Not a pawn shop, but like a little like antique mall, like on the square type deal. Yeah. And they were sitting in there, and we left and went and got a burger and everything. And I'm like, you know what? I said, let's go back and let's see how much they are. If I can get either one of them for $20 or under, I'm going to buy them. I said, then we're going to go home. We're going to hide them in Brandon's house. And Tess is like, okay. So we go back, and they were $15 for the pair. So I was like, heck yeah. So we got them. We took them back, and we hit them. I hit them in Brandon's. I put them in his truck where it looked like one of them was pressing the pedals and one of them was driving. And then, like, he didn't say a word. He come home that evening. He didn't say a word. And then, like, apparently he had found it and was like, ha ha. So he took it and hid it in his wife's car. And then his wife took it and hit it on the motorcycle, right? But we didn't know that his wife had even come home. So, like, when we come out there, like, we're going to grab the doll where it's at.
Yeah.
And then it's gone. And so we're like, not cool, bro. Not cool. But then since then, people, like, send me clown dolls, you know. If anybody listening wants to, like, send me clown dolls that are cool, like, I'll hang them up all over the place. I love clown dolls.
Don't.
Did you just say don't?
You know, I agree with her.
Why?
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it, guys.
I'll be all right.
I'm going to buy a clown doll a week. Hide in your car at work. Because I know that if I contact your uncle that drives you,
nobody driving.
Oh, your uncle that works there?
Yeah.
And I say, hey, if I sent you a clown doll week to put in Dylan's car or his locker at work or under his machine, he would do it, wouldn't he?
Probably, but it's going to get burnt.
I don't care.
And now if I see the exact same one in my car, I might freak out the next day.
Okay, so Tasia, you need to be Googling and find me 1,000 of the same doll. 10 cents a piece or less. I'm broke. I can't afford elaborate jokes, but like. So what do you do at work?
Nothing.
What does the company that you purport to work for?
Nothing. No, I'm joking.
Coils.
Make.
Hey, we make coils.
For like air conditioners?
Man, if Justin watches it, he's going to hate me.
You just make coals, like snake coals. You make fake snakes. That's what you make. Okay, Dylan works for a company that makes fake snakes.
Yeah.
They make them in coals. They don't make straight snakes. You can't have one like going across the yard. It's got to be in a coal.
Because Dylan's gay.
I don't know what he means by that, but okay.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know. Just, you make coils. It's not that.
Yeah, but are they for air conditioners? Like car air conditioning units, truck air conditioning units, cars? I mean, not cars. I said cars twice.
Thank you for building.
What's that thing? Yeah. The square thing that we live in.
A house?
Houses.
I don't think for houses because there's some that are small, so maybe. But they're mainly all big, like huge. Huge.
So like industrial, probably like factories and stuff, which are big buildings. Like, I don't know why I couldn't think of the word house.
I don't know.
So you enjoy working there?
Yeah. Could use a pay increase.
Yeah, are you Just okay. You need to plug the podcast to all your workers, and then make sure that like you send it to all of your bosses' emails, just anonymously. Just send them the link, you know. Yeah. And then be like, you know, Dylan needs a pay raise.
Yeah, I'm totally.
The more you pay him, the less he'll talk.
This is true.
Well, don't you work the lead position and get paid a regular employee pay?
I think so. Look, $100 an hour, I'll shut up right now.
Okay. What did Caleb get hired on for? How much?
I think 17. I think that's like the normal.
Y'all lowballers. I'm too good of a worker for $17.
Well, that's like the highest, I think.
How many, like 55 paid an hour? That's a good hire on.
What?
Yeah. Good luck with that, buddy.
55 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to be an underwater welder. High risk, high reward. If I die, I die.
Would you make me like a grandson first?
I don't know any women that are worth dating right now.
Thank you for adding that are worth dating. I don't know any. I don't know a single female. I've never met a female in my life. I'm like Goku. Don't even know what a woman is. You imagine that? 14 years old.
I want to see your nasty underwear.
Yeah, why you got a chest butt? That's one of the greatest cartoons ever.
That's what he says.
She's like, I can. She tries to bribe him by being perverted. Yeah. And he's just like, I don't want to see your nasty underwear.
Yeah, I think it was, he's 13 or 14, like, in the first series. Yeah. And, like, he's raised with his grandfather out in the woods. He's never seen anybody else. Like, and so, when he meets, was it Bulma?
Yep.
Yeah, when he meets Bulma.
If you can get past Dragon Ball, I think the show gets better. But, like, you get to episode 30, and you just want to pluck your own eyeballs out because it's the same thing over and
so
over
is every other
and
anime.
Over and over. I don't know, but something not about Dragon anime. Ball. It just.
See, like, Dragon Ball is nostalgic to me.
Because you couldn't
it's
watch
it. It's
kind of
like Cowboy Bebop. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Cowboy Bebop. Like, right now, Dragon Ball was on. You could sit and bench some Dragon Ball, and, like, they would just play one episode after the other. Cowboy Bebop would be on.
Yeah.
You know, like, for me as a youngin', like, I was a little, like, alcoholic turd head that never slept. So, like, I watched. You know, when you're bored, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, Adult Swim is on. You're going to have Cowboy Bebop. You're going to have Space Ghost Coast to Coast. What else was it? I think they used to play Ghost in the Shell every now and then, or else that was what I watched on DVD. But, like, they had a lot of good animes. They were entertaining and worth a watch, but not like, oh, I'm going to go out of my way to watch them.
Yeah. I just use Crunchyroll now. Like, right now I'm watching the
Toad. See, I didn't have Crunchyroll.
Todoroki games.
Todoroki?
It's some kind of game in Japan, but they're just trying to destroy people's friendships.
Heck yeah.
They're in debt, so they're like, it's like a big, it's like Squid Games, but to destroy people's friendships. And one guy is in debt, and he stole a bunch of money from their school.
Did they get shot?
No.
Oh,
he went into the game, right, and he injured all his friends. Didn't tell him it was him, and he's doing it all so he can get with the girl that likes the other guy. So he's going to destroy her relationship with all the other friends so that he can have her.
Animes are harsh, bro.
They really are.
It's interesting. It's only like 12 episodes.
It's like I want to watch Berserker just put me through that pain.
I want to watch all those good ones.
I actually want to read it, actually.
You should watch all the Fate Stays.
Dude, like,
oh, Fate Stays Nights?
There's like 37 of them.
There's not that many of them. Look at how many Fate Stays there are.
There's a lot. If I look on Crunchyroll,
I know that there is a bunch, but I don't think there's like 30. And we've got to find the first series.
It's on Prime, but you have to pay for it. It's nowhere else.
How much is it?
Like, I don't know. Probably like $30 or something.
Don't worry, I got it.
All right. We got Google going all over the place. You know, I keep trying to talk the producer over there and letting us put a camera on her where we could swap to her every now and then.
I say no women on this podcast. Unless you're a guest.
Yeah, I was about to say, wasn't there a bonus episode?
Yeah, but that was a special episode just to make fun of.
Unless you're a guest.
You don't want your mama to be on a podcast?
She doesn't want to.
I told my mama she wasn't going to be on a podcast one time.
No, you didn't. Podcasts weren't even a thing when you were.
What happened to her? When was the first podcast?
There are 7 Fate Stay series.
7. See?
No, just look up Fate series.
Does that is that actual Fate Stay?
Fate Zero does not say Fate Stay.
It says 7 Fate anime series released as of January 2020.
Yeah.
Many of them have come out since then.
Yeah, it is that one, the 2006 series.
So why would Google?
Buy season 1 is $40.
$40?
What?
$39.99. That's not $40. You'd make a horrible salesman. Dylan, it ain't $40. That's $39.99.
Where's your Google? $40. Where's your Google, Dylan?
Actually, $41.
Use girl math, Dylan. Dylan,
where the freak is your Google?
Oh, I find it's $42.
Hey, where's your Google?
Chrome, right there.
Bro, you're such a freak.
And then since you saved that penny, you can spend $100.
Yeah, close.
Or do you need to know what that is?
What is it? What goes good?
What goes good with camo shorts, Dylan?
Nigel's girl.
What was I going to look up? Fate.
I don't want to be asking Nigel's
me. She
girl.
Was like, what goes good with camo shorts? And I was like,
nothing.
I was like, I'm pretty sure nothing, but.
Like a white t-shirt. The only thing you can wear with camo shorts is a white t-shirt. Or like a plain colored t-shirt.
I think she got a white hoodie, so it's okay.
Any guy out there should look up Real Men, Real Style. Start doing some research.
Okay, if I look up Fate series in order, I see Fate Stay Night.
Just like this.
Heavens. Go down. Heavens Feel I Presage Flower. Yeah. Fate Zero, Fate Stay Night, Ultimate Blade Works, Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Fill 2, Lost Butterfly, Fate Stay Night 2006, Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Fill 3, Spring Song, Fate's Grand Order, First Order, Fate's Grand Order, Absolute Demonic Front.
How many of these are movies and how many of them are series?
I have no idea. Fate Stay movies Night, Ultimate Blade Works. Fate, okay, we butchered our order, because what in the world is going on here? I think a lot of these are remakes.
Remakes don't count, but movies do.
I think that's what it is, because there's 2 Fate Zeros, 2 Fate Stay Nights. Because look, you got Fate
got
Zero.
Because
it says Fate Zero 2011-2012, but then you have just Fate Zero. And Ultimate Blade Works is not third in...
Ultimate Blade Works is standalone, ain't it?
Oh, hang on. Let me look up chronological. Whatever.
We got a Google master over there.
How do you spell chronological?
C-R-O-U-N.
Crone?
I don't know.
C-R-O-N.
No, I don't know.
Illogical. Come on now. It's not that hard.
Yeah, spell illogical.
Yeah.
Illogical.
How do you spell
illogical.
That?
I don't know. Dude, I misspelled spelling on a spelling test, and that's not a joke.
C-H-O-N-O-L-O-G-I-C-A-L.
Chronological?
Okay.
You didn't say R.
In chronological order. Fate Stay Night Ultimate Blade Works is not fourth in chronological order.
He's fixing to slap the piss out of him. Got that guitar. He's like, listen here, fool. I'm on wait.
It's saying that Fate's Ultimate, it's saying Ultimate Blade Works is after Fate Zero, Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Fill I Passage Flower, I think. Presage Flower.
Prestige Flower?
No, it's not a T. And then it says just Fate Stay Night series. It doesn't have anything. And then after that, it's Ultimate Blade Works. But Ultimate Blade Works, the main character is Kurtzugu's son, who he adopts after one of the Holy Grail Wars. So, the 2006 series cannot be after that. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean...
If it was chronological order.
I don't know. I just want to watch the one that like we watched as a family when you were kids.
I think it was the... See, because this one, Fate Stay Night 2006, that's Kuritsugu's son. So that's not the one we watched.
Up to who was a kid?
Kuritsugu Yimiya.
Who's kid?
Was Kiri born?
I don't know. Was Kiri born?
Yes. If I remember it, Kiri was born.
When we watched Fate Stay.
I think it's this one. Because that's, I think, the Lancer I remember. Great. Who was the main character in the one we watched?
Kuritsugu. Kuritsugu Yimiya. Why do you think we had a dog named after him? You don't remember?
Yeah, it's this one.
Yelling at
this
your dog? Kuritsugu.
Yeah.
And the dog being like, I'm stupid.
No, I don't remember that.
Sorry. Yeah. That's because you weren't here, Dylan. Why weren't you here,
I
Dylan?
I think after this series is where he adopts the kid.
Okay.
I think. Because it shows, like, in the series, him, like, reaching his hand out.
I think I found it.
Found what?
That's right here.
So, a chronological fate zero.
You're going to have to move a little closer to the mic.
Fate zero is first chronologically, but it was, like, one of the later ones to come out. Well, mid.
Yeah, because the first one we watched was Fate Stay Night.
Yes, in 2006.
Right.
Ish.
But Ultimate Blade Works is after that, right?
Yeah, it's the third one. The movie, and then the show.
Good Lord. Oh, there's a movie Fate Stay Night. Okay, that makes sense.
I just asked, how many more movies, how many more shows? Like, you got the movie, then you got the show.
I don't watch anime movies because they're too hard to keep up with.
I can, but...
What?
Like, if you're watching One Piece, you can't just watch all the One Piece movies because it
how
doesn't matter.
How many episodes of... One Piece, are there?
1,000.
140-something. I'm caught up.
There's 140 episodes of One Piece.
No, 1,140.
Okay.
Yeah, I said 1,000. He just finished it.
But yet you can't sneak a movie in there every now and then.
Yeah, no. When you're watching One Piece, you got to get on that grind. You got to lock in. Unless you're Dylan and you're a loser.
It's because it's for people who's been watching it since they were a child.
No, I watched it.
You were born after One Piece started.
I started One Piece when Granddaddy was in the hospital. And I just kept watching. And I've finished last year sometime. Late last year.
So under 2 years.
Yeah.
How many minutes an episode?
If you skip the first 5 minutes of recap.
It's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes an episode. 1,140 episodes.
Well, Dylan's looking at it right now.
At 20 minutes an episode.
He's on.
Okay, there's a lot of silence. Fill it with some.
It says 24 for the first season, but I'm going to go to like the last few seasons.
I'm on Egghead.
Also 20, so it's 23 minutes.
That's 413
hours. 448.8 hours to complete the series. But that includes like the opening.
Yeah, so 448 hours of watching a show.
It's a good show. Once you actually get past Alabasta, really, it really starts.
Yeah, that's where I'm stuck at right
now. Yeah, there are some shows that are like, there's good
Alabasta
shows, but
good.
There's arcs that just are like...
But Alabasta was like really drug out.
Everything is drug out. Every fight's like 15 episodes.
Not every fight. Mm. Not Bellamy's fight.
So far, every episode, like, bro, go ahead, just like,
I walk in 1 week. I sit down with Malachi for about 30 minutes. I watch an episode of One Piece. I leave. I don't watch One Piece with him for 2 more weeks. I sit down. Is they fighting the same?
No,
folks?
You can ask Mom. Every time you watch, if I watch it with Mom, she asks me a billion questions. What's going on now? What's this now?
Your mama asks you a billion questions? I cannot. No.
I remember one time I was on episode 500 and I was explaining to her Marineford arc, Ace's death. That was a spoiler, but you'll get over it. Anyway.
Nobody listens anyway.
Exactly. So at that point, I was watching with her. We were on like episode 550. She comes back. I was on like episode 900. What happened to his brother? I'm not explaining 300 episodes to you.
The best part when your mama starts asking questions is when she asks you a question and, like, you'll look up and you start to think, okay, let me formulate an answer. But before you can formulate an answer, she will ask you another question and then another question and then another question, then another question. And then when you finally are like, just stop, give me a second, she gets extremely hurt that you would be upset with her at all. And then she makes you feel terrible about it. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Y'all are terrible people.
What?
I don't even know what's going on, man.
Marriage is this really crazy, fun adventure of insanity. It's not finding someone that you're compatible with and you can spend the rest of your life with. It's finding someone that you're compatible with and can put up with your level of crazy, too.
Also, you want to be compatible.
Yes. Yeah, but your crazy has to be compatible. You can get two people that got personalities that you think, ooh, they would match perfectly. If their crazy doesn't vibe, they ain't gonna work. But you can get two people that their personalities don't really, you know, you'd think, they're what? Why are they together? It's because their crazy matches.
I've never seen a couple and been like, why are they together?
You have.
Sam, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, you do you. I can look at a couple and say, that's not going to last very long.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But then there's couples that you can look at and say, that's not going to last very long, but yet they just keep making it. It's because personality is one thing, but if you're, like, everybody's got a level of crazy. Everybody's got some crazy in them, period. But, like, if you're crazy can vibe together, like they're on the same level of crazy, like, I guess you could explain it as colors of crazy. Like, you know, there's people that are like pink crazy as far as like it's, you know, it's dainty and it's, you know, they're crazy, but it's okay. And there's people that are like, you know, just completely evil hearted.
Why'd you point at me with that one?
I didn't point. I made a hand gesture.
Towards me.
I was talking Italian, Dylan. This way it automatically translates it. You know, if you do this really fast and you talk a lot, doesn't matter what language you're speaking, Italians can understand you.
And Indians.
No, that's only if you go, ha.
Oh, okay.
And you got to be really high to understand Indian. That's what the peace pipe was. It was a translator. You didn't know that? Yeah. You smoke enough peyote, you can speak any language you want to. But no, wait a minute. You drink peyote. It's the tea. Oh, you might could smoke it. You want to look up if you can smoke peyote or not?
Where do you obtain peyote?
Indians.
That's the only way.
Feathers, not dots.
Yeah, because they just run gas stations, the dots.
Yeah.
Rick is a cool dude.
And don't like hamburgers.
What do you mean? Don't like hamburgers.
They worship cows. Cows are sacred. Hindus.
Yeah.
Who in the world would worship a cow?
Hindus.
They should get it better.
The same people who like our main
like
culinary
they're missing
dish.
Out, though. Steak? Man.
Yeah, but see, like, if you
get
look
better,
at...
Get better,
kid. If you go to India, what are you going to go get?
A steak.
you're going to get curry, right? Yeah. You're going to go get spicy curry.
Probably not.
I've never tried like, curry. I wonder if it's
like
good.
Their main like national food that most people, that you know, as far as I know, you know, most people speaking Indian, they're like, well, we're going to go have curry. It's really spicy paste. Their main like food that, you know, Indians are known for is basically spicy laxative.
So wait, it's just paste?
No.
I don't know what curry looks like or...
Mama. Know.
It's like rice.
Describe
you don't know
curry.
Curry either, love.
What is curry? What's that spice? No, that's fondue I'm thinking of. What's fondue? Is that no. liquid crap?
Curry.
Fondue is a pot that you melt like cheese or chocolate in, and then you dip stuff in it, and you eat it.
Curry's like the
is
really...
a rice with something on the side. Like a liquid sauce with like
yeah, they put
beef
the,
in it.
They put the really liquidy sauce in it.
Curry
they?
Is a dish of spice sauce literally. Or gravy that's often served over rice.
Spice sauce and gravy. Yeah.
Look at the picture. See how there's...
It's not just liquid.
Yeah, but go eat you a bunch of that.
I do it.
Yeah, me too. It looks kind of good.
It is good.
But
they're skinny for
in,
a reason.
All we have here is Mexican restaurants.
No, we got some Indian places.
Where? I'll try this tonight.
Got some Thai places.
Where?
Yeah, where?
Dude, We're an hour from Nashville, Tennessee.
Bro, we're not going to Nashville.
Franklin has all of them. Murfreesboro has them.
Franklin's just as bad.
Murfreesboro's worse.
We can drive down to Huntsville.
I'd rather go to Murfreesboro.
In Alabama, though, you don't ever know. I went in there for a flea market one time, and, like, we get out, and we're, I mean, 20 foot in the entrance, and, like, I hear this massive commotion going on. Like, just blah, 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 and this guy's speaking English, but it's, like, Australian English. It's not English. And I'm from Tennessee. You know what I mean? Like, I'm down there with a bunch of boys from Alabama. And one of them looks over at me, and, like, one of them's my boss.
Yeah.
The other one's my boss's father and, like, one of his friends, and I think, like, a couple of his sisters or something was with him. But, like, I've never met anybody but my boss. And I'm like, what the heck was all that about? And my boss's father goes, I don't know, but I was fixing to scream, he's from Tennessee, and we was going that way. And I'm like, dadgummit, meet a guy. He's going to throw me under the bus in a flea market. Man, we got some ducks, got some geese. Took forever to get down there and back. Then a year later, I find out that my truck speedometer is off. It says I'm doing 70. I'm actually doing 40. There was a bunch of mad people on the interstate that day.
Oh, it suck.
Yeah. I feel like you would know you're doing 40, though.
I drove that truck for 7 years like that.
And you didn't notice you were doing 40?
It was graduated, okay? Like, if you was doing 30 on the speedometer, you were actually doing, like, 27, 26, somewhere in there. But, like, the higher your speedometer went, the worse your, you know, discrepancy was. So, like, at 80, you were doing 50. And the truck wasn't old. It was a 1986 F-350 single cab that used to be a gravel company truck. So, like, this thing rode terrible. It had no radio, leather seats, no air conditioning. Like, it was terribly loud anyways. So, like, if you were doing 30, you sounded like you sat on 140. So, like, you really couldn't tell, you know. Like, it sounded and drove like it was doing 100.
I keep trying to – he's so worried about miles.
Me?
But this guy. But if you get a good old truck.
My problem is I don't want to change in it, like, a transmission or something later on down the road.
You're going to have to eventually.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what, like, you get.
The way you drive.
I would.
You're going to be changing engines and brakes and tires and frames.
I would go older because you can do that yourself if it's an older vehicle. The newer you get, the more you have to pay other people to do it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my driving? Why are we dishing my driving?
Because you drive like a maniac.
How?
You need...
Have you ever even driven with Dylan?
Oh, but yes.
Yes, I have. When? You've drove me to town several times.
When?
Don't question me.
I'm
questioning because I don't remember.
I'm going to draw pictures.
Oh, okay. Draw them pictures.
Because I don't have pictures, so I got to go draw them.
I don't drive bad. My car rides with me.
I just say we get there alive.
That's true.
We get there alive. Malachi, I have helped you.
He's
change
always
your
on.
Brakes. Not Malachi, Dylan. I have helped you change your brakes.
Speaking of brakes,
oh God, do you need brakes again? Because you've been locking them up.
No, I haven't changed them in like a minute.
Tell me the fastest. How fast can your car take a curve?
Depends on the curve.
Yeah, it depends on the curve.
Right down here.
That one?
What's the fastest speed you've done this curve right down here at? Like, honestly.
60 or 55.
Okay, that's a 20-mile-an-hour curve.
But
well, the last time we took it that fast, we spun out.
Yeah, we did a 180.
And so Dylan takes it at like 15 now.
Yeah, I take it.
The fastest I have done that curve, which was in that Nissan out there, of course it was in a little better shape, is 90.
Well, now I kind of know what we're going to do.
No, he's not giving the whole story. If you he says I've taken all of Sims at 90, but you have to add that the rear end of the truck was able to break loose.
Oh yeah, I was sideways and white smoking.
So you have
when I come down the hill, my truck was sideways in the road, balling white smoke before I even got to the curve.
Yeah, you have to add that he was drifting the curve.
I've done it end to end, and the speedometer has never went under 90, except for while shifting, because you know when you shift it'll drop for a second sometimes, especially if you're beating out of it. There might be a reason the speedometer don't work right now.
Yeah,
have you driven in it when the speedometer don't work? You got to get up to 45 and kind of like tap the dash, and then
I'm gonna have to get him out and let him drive it, because he's oh, I don't want to get a stick shift. I'll be so bad at it.
I do suck at it.
But if that's why I'm trying to show him to learn that he can learn.
Hey, when you were a kid, you got up and you tried to walk and you fell on your little stupid kid face. Did you like, I suck at this, and you never tried again? Or did you get up and be like, I'm not a little stupid kid with a little stupid kid face. I'm going to learn to walk. You learn to walk.
No, I crawled for like 9 years.
Good God.
I think the problem
No wonder you're so good under a house.
I think the problem is, right, Dylan's just too big of a baby.
I think your problem is you shut up.
I think you're just afraid because you're never
big nose.
You're never going to be better at it than
good
me.
Good Lord.
I think that's the problem.
I am going to call Miss Mary and tell her that Malachi is making fun of her little boy.
She's
going
to say,
yeah, she's probably
going to join.
Yeah, she's going to join in. She'll be like, oh, shut up, Dylan.
That woman loves you.
Dad, I told you earlier, you said I'm going to punch you all. She'd ask if she needed to hit him too.
She'd ask what I'd do.
It would
harder.
I think it would depend on who it was. I think Mary knows that, like, if she come in and I was whipping Dylan, it would be like, okay, Dylan's done something.
Yeah.
But if she come in and it was just a stranger, you know?
Yeah.
If she come in and it was her whipping you, she'd be like, oh, and it's time paradox, and, like, things would go bad. So don't let that happen. But
I don't know if I would let that happen.
How do you not let that
happen? How do you not let a doppelganger walk? I don't know.
I don't feel like my mom would whoop me at 21.
You'd be surprised.
No.
Do something dumb enough.
No. Yeah. No, she's told me there's no more whooping.
Oh, well, yeah, she's just going to beat you.
Yeah. No, so if something that looks like my mom is whooping me, I know that's not my mom. She's told me she's going to take this fist and...
I guess that makes... I mean, that's still a whooping.
No.
Yeah,
her legs ain't even a foot and a half.
If you're completely defenseless, it's a whooping.
That's taking a whooping. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like if fucking taking a belt to my butt. No.
No, it's not going to ever hit your butt. If your mom has a belt, it's just going to hit you anywhere it hits first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works.
I've been hit in the back.
Now, this
legs.
Is nothing. Is your mama like an immediate? What are you doing over here? Why are you making gang signs?
No gang sign. That's why she's not allowed on the
podcast. That's why we don't let her on the camera. She's like, West Side. And I'm like, girl, we're on the wrong coast. Quit that.
Yeah. We're not even on a coast.
But anyways, is your mama like a punish now or like a random punisher?
It depends. Because she used to be a punish now, but now she's kind of like be a few weeks or a month to now.
Which one's more nerve-wracking?
Honestly, the punish now to me.
What?
Yeah, because I'm nervous the entire time. She's like, I'm going to beat you right now. And she beats me. I'm like, okay, now it's done.
Yeah, but see, then it's over. Like, my mama one time, she come in the bedroom and, like, went whipping the piss out of me.
Yeah.
And I mean beating the crap out of me. And I needed it. Like, you know, anybody listening to me talk about mama whipping me is going to be like, oh, she's abusive. No, she wasn't abusive. I should have been whipped more. But she, I mean, just flew into me after about 5 minutes of getting my tail whipped. I'm finally able to get out. Like, mama, what the heck? Like, I don't know what's going on. She's like, I told you to clean your room. I'm like, mama, that was 2 weeks ago. She's like, yeah. Consequences always catch up. And she left. And I, like, that has stuck with me severely because it's been like, I might get caught eventually. And, yeah, I could have done that, you know, I could have broke the law 10 years ago, but the statute of limitations is still up, you know, it's not up on it yet, so I could still get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like that whole, is she still throwing gang signs?
I want to know what she was trying to say.
I think she was saying we have.
Yeah.
Is that what you were trying to say? Okay, so we need to wrap it up.
No.
Well, I like to keep it at an hour.
About an hour. Hour and a half, nice. Right in there.
Because I tell people to follow, and they're like, your first episode's a three-hour video? No chance I'm watching that. And I'm like, I don't blame you.
I told Justin. I was like, yeah, first episode was like 3 hours long. He's like, what did y'all talk about for 3 hours?
He'd be like, and we stopped. I mean, like, you get three idiots in a room together, give them microphones, and they're like,
First episode was like a bunch of different topics, too.
Uh-oh. There she is.
Nope.
No. Your mommy is hiding in the dungeon over here.
Dang, she believed. She almost believed us.
She was about to leave.
She was about to leave.
Oh, my goodness. So Tessie is working with us one time at the restoration shop. And Buddy Tony is over there, you know, working and everything. And she comes in there and she talks about this truck, this Chevy truck sitting there. And of course, this thing is ugly as crap. Yeah. You know, it's a nice looking truck. Like, don't get me wrong, it's just not my style. And when you work at a restoration shop, anyways, since we're in the middle of recording,
yeah.
But anyways, Tessie's making fun of the truck, and I'm like, oh, Tessie, don't, you know, that's okay that you don't like it, but like, if the guy, the owner comes, like, don't say anything. And she's like, why? And I'm like, because he's got like Down syndrome. Like, this is a truck that like his brother's building for him, and like, it's his dream truck. So like, if you say anything negative about it, like, he's going to break down. And she's like, oh, really? And I turned to Tony, because I'm hoping Tony is smart enough to just like roll into it. And like, I'm like, yeah, Tony, tell her about how the, you know, and I lay it out, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, Tony, you son of a gun. Like, perfect. I'd lead in. I walked you into the joke. You could have just kept it going. Like, there's people that won't even talk to me because of jokes Tess has done about me.
No, it's not a funny story. We're not telling that story.
You can tell that story on your episode. You only get one episode?
I agree. No more Tess.
No more Tess? She got like 1,000 views.
Every short got 1,000 views.
I don't know. We had 1,000 views.
I mean, we're almost at 10,000 views.
But it's just the shorts.
Yeah, just the shorts. It's just people scrolling across the shorts and going, oh, hell no, I ain't watching that, you know. But it still counts.
Well, they always zoom in on me, bro.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have another bonus episode, and I'll have it with Tess. But the problem is we're going to have an episode, and it's going to be about arrogance.
I say no more women on the podcast.
Whoa, bro. Can I have a He-Man woman?
Is that what you're doing right now, turning my mic off?
You just shutting me down, bro. Yeah, but
I'll just take Dylan's.
Freedom of speech? Dang.
Freedom of speech.
Speech of freedom.
Exactly.
Let's get deep.
Let's get deep. Let's get to the macaronis.
I mean, honestly, for like... your guys' generation, yeah. You hear the freedom of speech. What comes to mind?
Say whatever I want. Well, not whatever I want.
Like someone comes to mind? What are you saying? What comes to mind? Huh?
If someone says you have the right to free speech, what is the right of freedom of speech to you?
Whatever I want. And I get to say it without any consequences.
Really?
That's not freedom of speech.
No, freedom of speech is you can say whatever you want, and it's you have the right to your opinion, but it doesn't mean that I don't have the right to think your opinion is stupid.
That's not what you asked.
Yeah, I asked you what freedom of speech is.
You asked
to
us
you.
What we thought. Yeah, it means I can say what I want. I don't.
Right. But to me, it goes beyond that for me. It's less about what I can say. And it's more about what I can do about what people think about what I say.
I don't care.
Because the problem is there's a whole lot of what your guys' generation, like the whole woke crap, that hopefully is, it'll be a persistent beast that will be terribly hard to kill. But it's trying to be killed right now.
Yeah.
But like so many people, like to them, freedom of speech isn't important because it hurts their feelings when someone says something they don't agree with. That's the problem. Freedom of speech means that I have the right to say whatever I want, but it also means you have the right to think whatever you want about what I say. And there are certain things that, like, you have the right to say anything you want, but there are certain things you say that will get you punched in the mouth.
Depends on the place, time. Everything depends on where you're at, what you're doing, what you're saying.
I think both y'all's opinion is wrong.
What the argument is. Yeah, I don't get where the... If you say freedom of speech from my standpoint, I don't care what this guy thinks.
Same.
I have no... He can say whatever he wants. It matters. Zero zitch to me. I said what I wanted to say.
Exactly.
That's freedom of speech.
Right. But there's a lot of people that don't have that view. A lot of people think that freedom of speech means they can say whatever they want, but you can't.
That's the Kamala Harrisians.
Kamala Harrison, the the dudes for Kamala.
Like a Roman Empire, bro.
Dude, that's the. I mean, honestly, they should. We should cast them out of our nation. We should throw them all off a boat and let them watch them drown.
Oh, they're gonna. No, you won't even have to do that. Like, there's a mass influx of young men and women that are on the liberal side that are getting fixed because they're not gonna have babies in this world. Cool.
We don't want you to raise kids anyway.
Yeah, give it 20 years. Keep that mentality. You just, if you don't agree with the political system, go get fixed.
And then
in 20 years, we won't have a problem.
Yeah, we won't have your stupid kids walking around.
Okay, anybody can raise stupid kids. I know a lot of very, like, down-to-earth, logical people that have really retarded children. Malachi ain't got no kids yet.
I'm saying he's stupid. And he's pointing at me. So
apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Mm. Yeah.
Far tree apple.
Unless there's a hurricane, then nobody worries about the apples. They're just wondering if the tree's still there.
I don't know, I feel like I'd be worried about the apple too. Just like, is it going to hit me in the head?
140 mile an hour apple.
Yeah, I'm worried about that apple.
I wonder, you know how they do the cannons for like 2x4s? I wonder if we could make one of those that would launch an apple at 100 mile an hour.
Let's do one of those that'll launch Dylan at 100 miles an hour.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, so like we can get the funding up to like get it ready.
I don't know. They're doing more gang signs over there.
Yeah.
They keep gang signing it up. And I don't understand what's going on.
That's why. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we need to finish this.
Well, we got to do a cannon first.
Cannon first? Then we can't build a cannon first.
It's going to take a little.
Yes, we can.
But what y'all could do is figure out how to do all the, hey, like, subscribe, blah, 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 blah.
I did that last week. I got it this week.
Yeah, that's y'all's job is do all promotion stuff. Week.
Which camera am I looking at?
Look at both, Dylan.
All right.
Look at both.
If you can, if you can't look at both cameras right now.
All right. I have to try to look at both.
No, you can just look at that one. You can look at the one they're gang signing at. Right.
That one's recording.
It's the South Coast.
Fam.
Gulf of America.
Gulf of America.
Hey, wait. What do we want to call our fandom?
Our fandom?
We can call them the Cunnings. The buffoons. Hey, buffoons.
We can call them the Cunnings.
I don't know. Okay. Okay, I got you. You got to say, all right, you buffoons, hit that follow button and subscribe.
We have a follow button? Yeah, we're
I said
YouTube.
And subscribe. Like hit it. That
look
follow
the
button.
Podcast thingamajigger.
Yep, thingamajigger. Whatever you're listening on, I don't know.
You don't have to do any
hit
of that.
Hit that SUB.
SUB.
Scribe. I can't spell subscribe right
now. All right, that's it for this week. You can ignore Dylan.
Yeah, ignore